Patriots looked utterly lost. By the middle of the third quarter, the score was Falcons 28, Patriots 3, and Belichick was reduced to taking high-risk fourth-down gambles in his own territory and trying to adjust his defensive scheme on the fly. It was over, except it wasn't. Tom Brady, given an opening, kept prodding his teammates to do something audacious, and the Falcons' defenders got tired, and doubt began to creep in. Shanahan, in a coaching box high up in the stadium, stayed aggressive, dialing up a pass play intended to kill the comeback, once and for all. With the Falcons up 28-12 with 8 minutes and 31 seconds to go and facing a 3rd-and-1 from their own 36, Ryan had wide receiver Aldrick Robinson open for what would have been an easy touchdown. It was a great call, but the execution was horrible. Halfback Devontae Freeman blew his blocking assignment, and Patriots linebacker Dante Hightower charged in, clobbered Ryan, and dislodged the ball. Soon enough, it was 28-20 with 4 minutes and 38 seconds to go. Ryan had just delivered a deep pass to the right sideline that Julio Jones, the league's best wide receiver, had somehow managed to catch in bounds while leaping over cornerback Eric Rowe. After Freeman was stuffed for a 1-yard loss, it was 2nd-and-11 from the New England 23, easily in range for a game-clinching field goal. Conventional wisdom called for Shanahan to be conservative. His defensive-minded head coach, Dan Quinn, was passive, letting his coordinator decide. As Shanahan prepared to send in the next call, he couldn't shake that voice. Think players over plays. It was a defining moment for the 37-year-old son of an NFL coaching great trying to reconcile his most basic belief that the answers to football's greatest mysteries could all be uncovered and mastered via film study and schematic innovation and abstract thought with his immediate circumstances. Shanahan could conceive of X's and O's with rare skill. He'd taken the highly successful system popularized by his father Mike, who had put a critical twist on Bill Walsh's renowned West Coast offense while coaching the Denver Broncos to back-to-back Super Bowl triumphs in the 1990s, and advanced it in a manner that had changed the game. Kyle and his brat pack of disciples, Falcons assistants Matt LaFleur, Mike McDaniel, and Raheem Morris, and wunderkind Sean McVay, a former Shanahan protege from their days in Washington, whom the Los Angeles Rams had just made the youngest head coach in modern NFL history, could solve any strategic puzzle with energy drinks, creativity, and chutzpah. And yet, maybe, Shanahan thought, Ryan was right. Was it so crazy to trust the highly skilled laborers in front of him to use their superhuman talent and do what scrappy but athletically average players like him could only have dreamed of doing? In the biggest game he'd ever called, with the whole world watching, with his and so many other legacies on the line, who was he to doubt the pinpoint passer who'd been bringing his X's and O's to life? Fuck it, Shanahan thought. I'm going to Julio. He expected Belichick to play Tampa 2, a coverage Shanahan had learned inside and out as a young quality control coach on John Gruden's Buccaneers staff. He chose a high-risk, high-reward play designed to beat that coverage, a play that called for Ryan to take a 7-step drop. Jones, Shanahan believed, would be open on an out route. And if he wasn't, Ryan could surely get it to Freeman, the second read, who'd be running a flat out of the backfield. Shanahan gave Ryan the call over the headset. It was a high-stress moment, but the coach was at peace. If going to Julio Jones with the season on the line turned out to be the wrong move, he could live with that. Ryan took the snap and dropped back, surveying a coverage that was a bit different than what he and Shanahan had expected. Before he could adjust, the Patriots' Trey Flowers, who had blasted past Pro Bowl center Alex Mack and his broken left leg, engulfed Ryan and sacked him for a 12-yard loss. On the next play, Shanahan called a quick pass to receiver Mohamed Sanu, who sprinted ahead and got the Falcons back into surefire field goal range. But left tackle Jake Matthews was called for holding. Disaster. The Falcons punted the ball back to Brady, who engineered a dramatic touchdown drive and threw a 2-point conversion to tie the game. Then the Patriots won the overtime coin toss, and Brady ended things with another touchdown drive. And the Falcons were forevermore the poster children.